Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at bbsradio.com. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours, doing nonstop free psychic readings for the listening audience. We have toll-free numbers, USA and Canada. The Canada number has changed, so you might want to get your pencil out. I'll give the numbers, and I believe I got callers waiting. I'll jump into a caller. I have a guest coming on at 2 for a half hour, so we're going to have an interesting, peaceful Mother's Day special today. See if we can get as many moms done as we can. Okay, caller, are you there?
I sure am. It's Marie from Ontario. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. You said your name was Marie?
Marie from Ontario, yeah.
Marie. Okay, Marie. Why don't you hang on for a second? I'll get the numbers out, and then I'll jump into your reading.
Sounds good.
Okay. The toll-free USA is 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada is 1-888-815-9756. Or you can dial direct at 1-530-876-3222. Okay, I'm going to go right to Marie. She's been waiting. Marie, welcome to the show, and thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's always a pleasure.
Isn't it a beautiful Mother's Day today?
It's fantastic.
Are you a mom?
I sure am.
Isn't it wonderful?
Beautiful. And my grandchildren called to say Happy Nanny's Day, and that was the highlight.
Oh, my God. I'm enjoying being a grandpa.
Are you? How old are your grandchildren?
1 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
1 and 2, and oh, my God. And I'm seeing things I didn't see when I was a parent at that age, you know?
Yeah.
Little things I didn't notice and I missed, and it's like, oh, I'm getting a second time around. This is really great, so...
I think you get overwhelmed as a parent. As a grandparent, it's easy.
It was different. I can't put my finger on it. I can describe parts of it, but I can't come up with the essence of it or the difference between a parent and a grandparent. I know a grandparent, you can spoil them more, you know, and then give them back, you know, or you're wiser and you've been there and done that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're heading things off at the past type thing, maybe. But there are so many differences with grandparent and parent. Anyway, I like being a grandpa. Okay, Marie. You heard me read before, right?
I have.
Okay, let's jump into your reading, see what we got. And I'll do as many as I can today. And I got a guest coming on at the dance school in North Carolina. And I thought it was fitting for Mother's Day.
Clogging is... such one. That's wonderful. That's river dance stuff, I think.
Isn't
they all
it?
Clog. You know when they get up there and they do all that clogging and clicking and clogging?
Yeah.
I think that's what the clogging means. I'm not sure. I'm sure the lady will clarify it.
It is. They got a special kind of shoes and a theme, and they make that noise with their feet when they're dancing.
Wow.
And now they're doing jazz and tap and belly dancing with it and hip-hop. And so I thought it would be an interesting show for Mother's Day.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, and I was always pulled to it for some reason. It was always stuck with me, so I said, let me do this. And some of the people that know me said, what are you doing, a dance school on a psychic show? And I said, yeah. I said, you watch, it'll work. All right. Let's see where we're going here. Marie, for some reason, I feel like I'm maybe was a little upset or dissatisfied with something, and I almost want to say thoughts or emotions, and I'm trying to change it using thought and emotion and spirit, was somebody close to you upset with something or worried about?
Yeah, there's an upset.
Like, is it a job or a relationship going?
It's a relationship with a daughter.
I thought I was going to say daughter, but I wasn't quite sure if it was. Okay. Is it over with yet, or had
no? I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you, Michael, but let's just say that.
Yeah, don't just get as personal, and this is for
all
four.
It won't end right away. Let's just say it's going to be a while.
Okay. And I tell all the callers, and it's an art form too to do a reading in public,
mm-hmm.
where you don't want to get too personal or say something that could bother somebody else. And I'm very good at what I do. I've been doing it for a long time, and I would say almost a master of delivering a reading in code or around something where it can help someone, and they don't have to get too personal.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel, for some reason, Marie, that it does end or get to where everybody was maybe knowing it was going.
Is it going to end in hard feelings?
Hard to say, because I'm kind of validating what you said before, that it may be a while before it's completely over.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
Bite my lip.
Yeah. And what I'm feeling is that it's, for the next 30 days, has there been a flare-up or something, or just something significant or unique about now and the next 30 days type
thing?
Yeah,
I understand. I understand everything that you're saying. I know you don't, but that's okay.
That's what I ask my guides. That's the only thing that matters, is that my caller understands what I'm hearing and feeling. And I really don't even know what I'm hearing or feeling. I'm just saying what they want me to, so the caller can understand and hear and feel. So anyway, I do feel like you're right about it being drawn out and taking a while, and I do feel like there might have been an upset or something new connected to it, and that left some residue feelings. I do feel that the one blessing through the whole thing, Marie, will be spiritual development and character growth, and also an elevated... abilities, metaphysical abilities. I feel like I'm in touch with something. I feel like you're drawing strength and guidance from a metaphysical, spiritual realm,
yeah. mm-hmm.
or
Absolutely.
Level.
Absolutely. You're right 100% on there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's angels or spirit guides that you go into, or a place that you go to, or it's in dreams or sleep, and I feel there's some clairvoyance mixed in there, so... it's doing what it needs to do, and it does help you so, and empower you, so continue doing that. And there's really not a lot you can do except experience the experience for some reason, is what I'm hearing, and just kind of adjust myself to what I need to do, how I handle it, how I perceive it. And that everybody's going to move through it. Everybody's going to move forward and move through it and rebuild. There's no doubt about that. It's not the end. It's not going to be as bad as everybody thinks. I'm just trying to give you things that can help you as you go down the road with this. Don't look back and don't have regrets, I'm hearing to tell you, for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the regrets are... And I feel some guilt, or I wish I didn't do it, or I didn't say, or... But that's all kind of like self-inflicted and illusion, too, so...
An illusion, absolutely. Course in Miracles, an illusion.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. It's all illusions, mm-hmm. And once this is cleared and separated, everybody involved is going to move forward. But it will be a while. And basically, the only thing you can do is ride it out, experience it, and reap the benefits that come spiritually and emotionally and mentally. So there will be wisdom and been there and done that energy. So
you're not sure if there's going to be like a severance in this relationship or not?
I feel like, boy, yeah, as far as I can feel and want to go, I feel a continued decline. and separation.
Yeah, I know. I can feel it.
I'd want to look at this again like a month down the road, to be honest with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's going to take that time, and I really want to prepare myself mentally and spiritually and emotionally. And everybody involved should be concentrating on that, too.
Yeah, I'm feeling it as well, that it's time for everybody to step back.
Yeah, and to not kind of like go after the experience, more so spend the energy on each individual uplifting and regenerating and rejuvenating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I understand it now. It's like what is coming, we got to get through it, and then everybody can just step back and do their own thing, which is sad, but that's the way it's going to be for a while.
Right, and I'm not saying down the road things aren't going to change and turn around, but I'd rather look at something like this again like a month down the road, because I think there's more coming, you know what I mean? But for now, everybody should just kind of hold on tight and kind of experience it and look for whatever goodness there is in it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's very sad, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And it takes two people to build, not one. One person can't build a relationship.
No.
It takes two.
No.
Do you see a move coming for me, Michael?
Hang on a second. Not really, because I kind of like limit myself to 30 days down the road, unless it was, but hang on a second, because a lot of this was with this relationship here. I feel like it's developing and it's talked about and manifesting, but right now there's too much confusion. I don't know, does that make sense to you?
Yep. You told me this 3 weeks ago, and something has happened, and you're right that there is talks going on.
Yeah.
I've declined it at this time.
Yeah.
However, there's still talks going on, I think.
Yeah, I would still bide my time if I could. I mean, I don't believe in absolutes or definites for anybody in a reading, but I want to take one month at a time right now, and I want to deal with the confusion and the stuff that I'm going through.
Well, Michael, I have arthritis and I have to go up 30 sets of stairs.
Mm.
I don't know how I'm going to manage that, and that's the problem is the stairs.
Mm.
I don't know if I'll get through it. It'll be 2 to 3 years being there.
Yeah.
But I just don't know. I don't want to turn it down, but and it's not. I'm not happy turning it down. But I'm thinking she's going to do something to help me manage the whole issue.
Why do you have to turn it down?
Because I can't manage the 30 stairs with arthritis.
Oh, I see the place. That's I understand what you're saying. Do you have another offer now?
I had two offers within the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Both of them I've declined. The one I didn't feel was right at all. The second one, I'd have like a loft of a house, which is perfect, but I have about 15 stairs to go to the second level and then another 15 stairs to go to the third level, which is where I'd be. And I want it as an apartment. I don't want it as just a living room. I want to be totally self-contained with the mini kitchen, everything.
Right.
At my age, you know the age that we're at, we're in our 50s. I don't want to have to, ask permission. You know what I mean? At this age, heck, I want to have fun.
Yep. I hear you.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what, the reason I feel like I want to wait is because there's going to be maybe even some more offers coming. Because I'm getting, like, when you said you had several offers in the last week, that's what I was feeling. And I feel like there's going to be even more. And so I want to take like a week at a time. Don't jump on any one thing just yet, and kind of like do the best you can until the right thing comes along. Because I feel like there's going to be multiple offers, and you're going to be able to eventually pick the right one or have a couple to choose from. So
excellent.
So bide your time, and like I said, take care of your energy and your family, and you have a good Mother's Day, and take care of yourself.
Do you see any relationships starting with any of these things on a Mother's Day sitting here by myself? I'd like to know if there's love for me yet.
No.
They love me, but that's...
No, I'm not getting nothing on that. I was pulled right, really, to the what was going on with your daughter, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I can tell you now, Michael, the reading's over. There's a wedding going on. And that's what you were picking up. 30 days, it's going into the beginning of July. And I don't want to do anything, but I feel like I'm being, I would say, mistreated. I'm not being treated well. I'm actually, I'm one that has to go get a motel. And I don't have, I'm on a pension.
Well,
everybody else gets to go to the house.
Right.
So I'm feeling very abused. I'm feeling unappreciated. And I'm feeling... that they set it up so I can't go.
Well,
yeah, like the wedding alone is going to cost me $150 a night in a motel, and I'm on pension, and I feel that this is totally unacceptable. And anyway.
Express yourself to them.
Well, the one has called, the other one hasn't. The one that's getting married hasn't called. So I'm assuming that she may call around 10 or 11 tonight. When she knows I'm in bed, when she doesn't have to talk to me.
All right.
So that's what's going on. And I say, you know, I'd rather you not call than do that. But I also realize for the wedding, I want to get through the wedding. And then if she needs to step back, that's fine. Because I'm getting on with my life. And you're totally right about spiritual. There is something big going on with me spiritually.
Right. Well,
I wanted to confirm with you that you said I was going to be getting a car. I got it. So that's confirmation on your reading.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll let you go. I know I got a lot of calls, and I don't want to spend too much time on one
yep,
call.
I understand. I appreciate everything, and you're right bang on. You're right bang on, Michael.
Thank you, Marie.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right.
You have a good day, and take care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, everybody, I probably got another call. I'll go right to the call if I do have one waiting. I believe the number's out there, and most of you are regular listeners anyway, so if you would like a reading, I'm here for you. I'm here every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're just joining, I'm Michael Golger. My show is You're Listening to Your Inner Thoughts. Hi, caller. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
What's your first name? Julia.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Julia, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. You enjoying Mother's Day?
Yep.
Good. You're a mom.
Yes, I am.
Yep. Toughest job in the world.
It doesn't pay very well either.
You know, I've seen I think it was the Post the other day, a mom is worth like $500,000 a year, or a little more than $500,000 a year, and I'm like, wow. And that was without benefits. Then you had to throw in the benefits. So you guys better listen up. You got yourself a luxury on your hands.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Julia, welcome to the show, and it's good to hear you.
Thank you.
Alrighty. let's see what we got for you. You heard me read before.
And you do great, by the way.
What's that?
And you do great, by the way.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, and I'd like to mention the archives at BBS 2005-2006 are free now. You don't even have to sign up. You just go there and click on them.
Nice.
And it's just like listening to the radio, and that's for all the shows. And they have, I think we're up to like 80 live talk shows, so. And before you had to sign in, and I think there was a membership and a small fee. So 2005, 2006 is there. It's free. You can listen to them anytime. If you do get a reading on the show, remember the day, and you can go and listen to it and tape it, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I am a subscriber. I love it.
Yeah, I love BBS Radio. This is home for me. I don't ever envision myself leaving here. I think they have to fire me or get rid of me or hide, maybe. I'll come online and they won't be there and nobody will tell me where they are.
Well, I think you'll be here as long as you want to be here. You got a great show.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you. I want to make it a fantastic show where Everybody wants to do Michael Goger Sunday afternoon with a tea. Get a tea and stop in.
Well, I think it's cool, and you're expanding with now having your own interviews and people
yeah.
interviewing you and everything,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You know, I always wanted to be a talk show host and a radio personality, and maybe the psychic thing was the way of having that come together for me. So.
Yeah. I think it's cool, too, that you get your own readings. You know, people come on and read you. I think
yeah.
that's pretty neat that, you know, you get to be on the other side of the coin.
Yeah, that was fun that day
cool.
with Belinda. That was fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on her show tomorrow night, Belinda.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'll be posting up the info for everybody that's interested. It'll be 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Pacific. And I don't know too much about her show or how long it's going to be, but I know I'm going to be there, and we'll be doing readings, I believe. So.
Oh, nice.
Yep, and she's a nice lady. I enjoy it. There's an energy there with her. Me and her, for some reason, have some type of connection there. I can feel it. So it's a very easy interview or hour or 2 hours. All right. Julia, we'll jump into your reading. I want to stay on top of my money, Julia. I feel like even though it's moving forward and growing, I feel as though, and I'm hearing advancement too, but I do want to keep trying. I keep hearing it tell you, keep trying. Something that you're trying to accomplish. I don't know if it's financial, if it's a loan maybe, or a grant, or something you're going after or waiting for. But I keep hearing, don't give up now. Just keep trying on it. And if, or between now and, say, the you know, next 30 days, middle of June, something comes along and you go after it, and it takes a while to accomplish, or they shoot it down the first time, I would keep trying. I wouldn't give up on it.
Okay.
There's a message there, not to give up, and it's connected to money, so, you know, just keep that in mind so something could pop up down the road for you.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I do want to hang tight on my money. I want to be careful how much I spend or what I spend it on, you know, and at least until the middle of June. For some reason, around the middle of June, things get busy. I feel like I'm into a lot of different things. I got maybe even a little too much going on, so I want to be careful just how much I do take on or how much I do get involved in. If you feel your schedule getting overloaded, or maybe you're not sure if you can handle that, you might want to listen to that.
Okay.
Okay. And up and down, I feel like things have been back and forth for you in many different ways. I feel an opportunity to be given to me, a big hand is handing me an opportunity. It's hand is opening up, and in the hand is an opportunity. So I do feel it might even be something you've been trying for, or hoping for, or praying for. But I do feel a gift being given to me, or an opportunity, and I'm kind of thankful, or I'm glad I got it.
Okay.
The Spirit's thanking you for understanding that setbacks and challenges, in a way. You have a deep understanding of the metaphysical way of life and the meaning of growth, and they're kind of like thanking you because you kind of spread the word around and radiate this a little bit, the knowledge and the understanding.
Oh,
so
thank you.
There's a kudos there from Spirit. There,
I love that. Thank you.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah, it's like you might not think it at times, and it may be in little ways, but the little ways are the big ways, there he says, saying.
Aww.
And you kind of spread it, kind of you're a part of the matrix, the spreading of the knowledge and the light. And they're thankful for that, they're saying. Okay, and there is change coming. It's about change with you too as life goes on, as with everybody. But with you, I feel like you're going to create down the road. You're not, even though sometimes you feel like you're spinning your wheels, then there's a cycle of creation, and it's always going to be like that with you, they're saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there's growth too, and it's about growth with you too, spiritual growth. You understand that, mental growth. And luck coming to you in the right place at the right time.
Ooh,
I feel like between now and the middle of June, something magical or something lucky, or this like an exciting little event in your life, and it's because like you walked into it, or somebody offered it to you like out of the blue, you know. So be open for little blessings here and there, because one of them is going to be a little more exciting than most. That's what I'm hearing to say to you anyway.
Ooh.
And did somebody close to you just have like an upset or lost a job or a relationship went down, or does that ring a bell and make sense to you at all?
Not off the top of my head, but I'll tuck it away.
I'm just getting like a fear. So somebody close to you has a fear of something changing, and I feel like it won't change. It'll change, but it won't change. But put it this way: at first, it might seem like the changes are unwelcome or dramatic, but they actually turn out to be good and blessings. So you keep that in mind.
Okay.
Or somebody might like express their concerns to you. You know, I'm worried about my job, or I'm worried about this and that, and I feel like it won't come to pass. So there's a blessing there also, or it won't be as bad as they think it is. So, and for some reason it may come to you. So I'm just, you know, if it happens, you'll know this is what I'm talking about. That's about all I'm getting for you, Julia.
I was wondering, possible move or relocation or anything around that?
It may be the lucky break that I get. Were you going to move by the middle of June?
Well, it's kind of one of those things that's in the back of my mind.
Right.
But, I haven't really, I think about it from time to time, but it just,
Right. This thing that probably around the middle of June, I'm feeling, or more so like 30 days from now, I feel like there was, you may be getting an offer of some kind pertaining to something like that. So you might be dealing with it by the middle of June, thinking about more of it or looking at things or talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not actually giving me a move per se, but the early stages maybe of creating one.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Okay. And it's going to come through like walking into it or bumping into it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just kind of let it happen.
It'll come at the right place. Yeah, and around, like, as you go into the middle of June, end of June, it's gonna be like a natural progression, and you're going to be bumping into things like somebody that knows somebody, or somebody heard something, and or aren't you looking for something, that type of thing.
Okay.
So see how it unfolds.
At the beginning, you mentioned about staying on top of money and, waiting for things to happen. Right now, we're kind of putting in scholarship applications.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think it could have been associated with that maybe something's going to come through with that?
I believe that might have been
that might have been it.
And
okay.
and the feeling of it going through.
Oh, good.
but it may take a little time. For some reason, I feel a little slow with it for some reason. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, kids going to college, you're trying to...
So it'll take a while to get an answer or get this together, or does that make sense? For some reason, it going through, but it going through slow. Why am I saying that?
Well, it's, you know, you got to fill out applications and stuff like that, and then you send them off, and then basically you just have to wait until you hear something.
Okay, and I'm also hearing that it may not go away a certain way, but it will go but a different way, and it's okay.
Okay.
Not to give up or get discouraged.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, college is expensive.
Yeah, you might.
Is good.
Yeah. Some of it might go through, and the other part might have to be done another way, and it's very important not to give up or to throw it in the drawer, but to do it the way they want you to do it or another way.
Okay.
And it will go through.
Okay.
Is what I'm being made to feel.
All right.
Okay.
Well, as long as it's going to go somewhere or another.
I feel it moving forward and going through, but not without needing to be reminded that I can't give up, even if I have to try something again.
Okay.
So remember that when it goes down.
So don't give up. Okay.
Yeah, or refile, or you know what I mean? Whatever you can do to go around the back, or to get extra, or you know what? They might even tell you how to go about doing it. It's just that you just got to go, oh, here we go again. You got to fill this out and send it back in. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That type of a thing. Or try another agency or organization, and they'll do it for you. You know, that type of a thing.
Okay.
All right. So you have a good Mother's Day and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. You take care.
Enjoy yourself.
Thanks.
Are you
all
making something
bye-bye.
Special for dinner?
Huh?
Are you going out to dinner, or are you making something special?
You know, I don't know. Maybe
you don't know?
I haven't told me yet. Must be a surprise. I don't know.
Okay.
PB&J?
Oh, you might even get a hinting. Okay. Maybe they're listening and they'll come over.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Seafood
dinner
platter.
Is always good.
Yep. All righty.
Okay,
thank you, Julia.
Now.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Julia. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, I know there's another call, so I'll go right to the next call. If you got one, Don, let me have it. If not, I'll keep talking. If I don't have a call, welcome to the show, caller.
Good morning, Michael. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Nancy, how you doing?
I'm okay.
All right. Washington, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. How's your Mother's Day going?
It's going kind of good. It's just quiet right now.
Quiet?
Yeah.
Are you making something special?
No.
Oh, I just had to take a drink of soda. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sneaky. I ask you a question and I jump on the soda.
And I give a short answer, huh?
Yeah. I'm learning little tricks of broadcasting.
Awesome.
Yeah. You going out to dinner or no?
I don't know. I have not been feeling good, so
oh.
I haven't been eating.
Oh,
so
okay.
My
so
husband wants to take me out, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Okay. So you might want to stay home and just relax.
Yeah.
That's what me and my wife are going to do today. I was going to take her out, and we looked at each other, and we were like,
yeah.
So let's just stay home and relax, because we work hard, and we're busy, and it's precious just laying around the house, too.
Yes, it is, especially when you need it.
Okay. I feel hubby coming through for you. I feel like no matter what, it's going to be a pleasant Mother's Day. I feel like he might even do the cooking. Did that make sense?
Yeah, he does all the cooking now.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Because
he did the cooking for the first 32 years, and then he's become quite a gourmet cook.
No kidding.
He's having fun, so that's what he does now.
Yeah. You know, they showed me a picture of Mario Bartoldi, whatever his name is, and in the kitchen cooking, and that was the man was going to do the cooking for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Is there a chance children will come over, or they're going to call, right?
They're going to call.
They're
both out of state.
Okay, because I feel like there's definitely going to be communication there, and hubby's going to come through. And I feel like money is going to get better, too. They're showing me. You might be worried about finances or direction finances are going in, and they're waving money, and I kind of like, don't worry about it, feeling.
Good.
That it's going to be okay, and don't worry about it. Just enjoy the day. Whew. Okay. There's going to be a message from one of the kids, too, I think. A surprise announcement. I don't know if that makes sense, or you were wondering, or I don't want to ruin any surprises. But I do feel like there might be a little surprise announcement there. Let's out of curiosity, let's see. Next week you can call me and let me know.
Okay.
And see what happens. But I do feel like an announcement or some type of, like, guess what, you know, or so maybe they're saving it for Mother's Day. A lot of restless energy with it, and I'm going to the youngsters with it, so it might even involve them visiting or a move, or so keep that in mind.
Okay.
I keep hearing visitors, so you may be getting a visit, a surprise visit. I don't know if it's today, but it's enough to make me happy.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like they got to travel, too. They're out of town, out of state, so it could very well be them. So I'm surprised. Like, I got a phone, and I'm surprised. And so it could very well be a maybe the kids coming to visit or something.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yep. Let's see. Then news about money and work again. Does hubby still work, or is he...
he works at the same place I do.
Okay, so you're both still working then?
Yeah.
Oh, good, okay. There's something new going on there, too. You're going to hear something new about, or news, or some type of message, or something going on there, so something changing, or something new, so... I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying there might be some kind of change going on.
Okay.
Could even be a raise. Maybe this is where the money is getting better.
Ooh.
Or a bonus or something. So.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I wouldn't be afraid to go in that direction with it. And then something with real estate or house or property. I don't know if the kids can buy or move where you are. You're not moving, right?
No. I would like to, but I don't see that happening in the near future.
This may be something else. You don't have investments, right, in real estate?
No.
It could be the kids or something with the place you're in now getting improved or changing or expanding.
Well, my daughter just put their house up for sale because he's being transferred to California.
Oh.
And she cannot move with him unless the house sells.
Oh, I think this is what they're showing me, I believe.
Oh, I sure hope so.
Because I'll pick up on kids and better halves and neighbors and close friends. And because, you know, as an example, if you have a close friend that is suffering somehow and then it brings you to tears, I'll pick up on that. I'll pick up on it. So anything that you're emotionally invested in will be shown to me. So it could be them, things going right for them, real estate-wise.
Oh, good. I sure hope so.
Yeah. Is one of them getting married, or is there an anniversary coming up? Or?
No, they both just had their anniversaries.
Mm.
Both are married.
Mm. And how are you?
I know mine's coming up. Mine's less than, what, two weeks away?
Oh, okay. That's you then. Yeah, that's what I'm being shown. Yeah, that's what I'm being shown. He might even have a little special for that, too. Hubby.
Oh, okay.
So there might be something special going on. Did he ever talk about redoing his vows or celebration? Or?
Well, we've talked about it occasionally, but
we've got to get
the bills paid off before we can do that.
What number is this on the anniversary?
This is the 35th.
35th. Interesting. They keep pointing to this anniversary being special.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they're clapping and they're frowning it with love in the heart. And very special relationship.
Hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. That's about all they're going to be giving me, I think.
Do you see anything with my health getting any better?
I was going to go there. Is it your stomach bothering you? Or?
Well, right now, it's my whole body. The stomach is part of it, but it's, you know, I'm tired of the 24/7 pain and nausea feeling, and it's and it's just not getting better like I had hoped.
Yeah. Huh.
if the pain would go away, everything else would go away.
Mm. I want to go to Dietnalogies for some reason, but I really don't. I try to stay away from, you know, prognosis, diagnosis,
right.
and just out of the safety of everybody. And I don't believe in it anyway. Holistic and spiritual health and matters and healings, it's good, but combine it with regular medicine too.
Right.
But I want to put my attention on diet. Do you ever get tested for allergies or anything like that?
I haven't had that done in a long, long time. But, you know, it's something that I've been kind of, it's on the back burner, because right now I'm back to using a Western doctor. I haven't gone to Western for a long time. And, you know, my diabetes has gotten worse. And now I have high blood pressure that I didn't have before. And
I
am seeing a Western doctor and getting the medications for what I need right now.
Right.
But, yeah, allergies, you know, when you said that, it's like, you know, part of that sounds like it. I could go there.
I want to, and I want to put it. They're injecting too here. I mean, I don't want to get sidetracked, but with the money, they're giving a thumbs up with the money. So there is some type of more money coming, and it's connected to the job. It's a raise or a promotion or something extra. So I just wanted to spit that out because they kept throwing it at me. And there's something new going on. I don't know if it's you or hubby that's going to have to either train or learn something new. So, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be like an incentive for self-interest type thing also. So keep your eyes and ears open for that, something new.
Okay.
Because I think you might need a little something different in your life too.
Yeah.
Like the boredom or the stress is getting a little mundane and... or kind of like the same old, same old.
Yeah, you got it.
And I think if there was something new in my life or our life, it would be get the juices flowing. So I want to explore that a little bit, too.
Okay.
Because I think some of the feelings that I'm feeling are a little connected to me being bored and stuck in a rut in a way. I'm not saying your life is boring or you... It's just that you need something different.
Yeah, you're right. I am stuck.
And it might create the chemicals in the body that you need to feel a little better, too. But I would definitely look at diet and maybe check into some allergies. So I would definitely go through regular medicine and get a good checkup.
All righty.
Well, that's about it.
Okay, well, you know what? God bless you.
God bless you, too,
Nancy. You really made my day.
Thank you. And you enjoy your day and take care of yourself.
You too, Michael.
All right. Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I have been.
I'm promoting and acting, and the more people promote for me, the more reading I can do.
There you go.
You know, so get the word out there, and I appreciate it.
All righty.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. Take care and enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. I will go right to the next call because I do have a guest coming up at 2 o'clock, and that'll be a half-hour interview. Mother's Day special. It's a dance school in North Carolina. Magic Step Cloggers and Dance Company. I'm going to enjoy that interview. The kids look so happy, and they just shine, and I thought it would be a great show for Mother's Day. Okay, if there's a caller, I'll go right to the call. If not, I'll get the number out one more time, and you can call if you're listening. It's all over the front page of the website, BBS Radio, and it's also at www.michaelgoger.com. And I always have my up-and-coming radio guests. They have a promotional page at my site, michaelgoger.com. You can always get info on them. If you're interested in a reading, it's toll-free. One in the USA, toll free 1-877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And you can dial direct at 1-530 876-3222. I'd like to tell you, I have a MySpace up and running now. If you'd like, if you're into MySpace, add me. I communicate with that. If you go to michaelgoga.com, you'll see that I have a mailing list at the website, a Yahoo group, and a MySpace, so you can get a hold of me there. Stop in, sign my guest book, leave a message on a message board, and check on my up-and-coming guest. Also, I'm here every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing nonstop psychic readings. I am just now starting having guests and using a talk show format, interviewing guests. There's going to be guests from all around the world, all different subjects. If you are a psychic reader, if you're an author, if you're doing something special out there in the world, email me at michael_goger@yahoo.com and put in the subject interested in being a guest, and we'll get back to you. If you're a host at BBS Radio and you'd like to be on my show, stop in and have a coffee. Email me. Let's set something up, and if you're a reader, we'll offer some readings to the listeners. Hi, is there a caller?
Hey.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael.
What's your first name?
Annie.
What is it?
Annie, A-N-N-I-E.
Eileen.
Annie, A-N-N-I-E.
Are you on a cell phone or a cordless?
I'm on my cordless outside.
Oh, can you get closer to the base, maybe?
All right, hang on. Let's see if it's right. Let's switch phones. How's that? Stop. Can you hear me now?
Much better.
Okay.
Much better. You sound like you're in the closet with me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's good. I like it like that. The sound of the voice is very important to me.
Oh, okay.
The acoustics, even in the chat room, it's got to sound just right or else it throws me off.
Okay.
So, this is perfect. What's your first name?
My first name is Annie. A-N-N-I-E.
Annie.
Right.
Okay, Annie, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Lexington, North Carolina.
Oh, very good. And that's where the dance school is.
Yeah, I'm one of her students.
Oh, you're a student of the
I'm her oldest student, I guess you would say that.
Wait a minute, you're a student of the school?
Right. Phil's my teacher.
Oh, how old are you, Annie?
I just turned 40 years old Friday.
No kidding, then you're in dance school learning how to clog.
Yep,
what?
And I love it.
Awesome. I like the sound it makes.
Oh, I love it.
Awesome. It sounds great. And I'm interested in it. And, you know, everybody said, what are you doing, a dance school and the psychic thing and this and that? And I said, you know what? I said, this is very interesting, clogging. And they started looking at the page that I had, and they said, you know what? We can't wait for the show.
Yeah.
So I hope
she's been ready for it, too.
Good. And Michelle, she's such a sweetheart.
Yes,
I think she knew me when I was back in Astro One, probably. She was always, like, in the background, watching what I was doing or in touch with what I was doing and following me, and, you know.
Yeah.
So,
she's a good teacher, too. Me and my daughter both clog for her.
Oh, good. Yeah. All right. So, Annie, let me I'll give you a quick read, and then we're going to bring Michelle in.
All right.
I'm going to interview her. We like Johnny Carson almost.
Oh, yeah. I'm listening to it on my computer. My computer's in the other room. That's the reason I had to come in here.
Good. I hope there's a lot of folks in Lexington, North Carolina listening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, Annie, are you moving or getting ready to? Or?
Well, we're looking for a place to buy, which we're working that out, and I'm wanting to move from where I'm at.
Okay. I feel like there is a move coming or developing around you, and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship with a man, or is it... Or
I'm married to a man.
What's that?
I'm married.
Okay, you're married.
Yeah.
Okay. Does he want to move more than you, or he has to move because of his job, or is there...
Well, it's moving, the situation moving, we just need a bigger home because he just got visitation rights with his daughter, and me and him both agreed we need a bigger house.
So
he'll start getting her and stuff like every weekend or every other weekend, so, you know,
right.
It's kind of,
right.
The move situation is bigger
right.
home.
Right, so I knew it was more connected to him than, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's right on the money. So you got that developing, and I'm going to see this happen. So you're going to see it happen, and I don't know how soon it has to have to happen, but I do feel that you're going to get more of it, more active with it as you go into June, the middle of June. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's going to happen by the middle of June, but you might be making the connections and the and the setup and the plans, you know what I mean? So it's just going to be an increase in the activity and the thoughts of this happening, so.
Right.
Okay, so when does it have to happen? You got
to... It don't have to happen really, really soon. Like
right.
you said, we're working on it.
Yeah, that's the feeling I got. It's kind of like going to develop naturally and slowly. And
right, we're kind of watching what we're going into and how,
yeah.
how it's working and stuff. So yep. we can't afford it, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, and they keep saying the visitor, so that must be the daughter, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with, okay, because it's all about the visitor and coming into your life and being involved with the move and the house and,
right.
the, and the changes that have to come to us and that are coming up for us is all about the hubby and the visitor, which would be the daughter, so.
The daughter.
Yeah, you'll see that happening. I don't see no problem with it. I think it's going to go well for you.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you see anything on my health?
Okay, hang on for a second. We'll probably head that way anyway.
Okay.
I try to cover everything. I'm feeling good. I feel like, I feel like you got to make a decision on something with your health, or.
Well, I've got a doctor's appointment Wednesday, and it's kind of bothering me about what.
You worry about what's happening, or.
Yeah.
Or what you're going through.
Yeah.
I got a feeling you already know, and that there's something you maybe don't want to do, or. Where you're going to have to make a decision, or.
Okay.
Or. Number one, I'm not panicking, you know, and I
mm-hmm.
feel strong. I feel very healthy and strong.
Right.
I'm not panicking, but I feel nagging. Something's nagging me, and some, like something's bothering you or making you go to the doctor, and then you probably kind of, you think something's going to have to be, like, removed or,
right.
or treated or something like that?
Right.
Okay. This one here, I don't think it's going to be what you're thinking or fearing the most, or anything, you know what I mean?
I know what you're saying.
But it's going to need something, but it's not going to be what you think it is or what you're afraid of, but it's going to need something, so, and it's just, I'm feeling like I would feel, I just don't want to do it, I just don't want to go and do it, you know, and it's something you got to do, so you got to check
okay.
into it. So
well,
go
that makes
ahead.
Me feel a lot better.
But I do feel strong and healthy, and it would take a lot to put me down. That's how I'm feeling with your energy. So
I'm a pretty strong person, and
I don't
mind going to the doctors, but
yeah.
I feel like the more I go to the doctor, that it's yep. you know it's going to drag me down. I don't want to be drugged down. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yep, and I'm feeling that with you. So you're very whatever you're lacking, you have in backbone.
Right.
So, for now, don't worry about anything. But it don't hurt to go get checked. So, you, by all means, I'm never one to say don't, go to the doctor or
right.
or don't listen. I always encourage people to use mainstream regular medicine
right.
And counseling and psychologists and then mix it with holistic and spiritual practices. So you got the best of both worlds. Okay. And until you go, I feel like you're going to have this nagging you.
Mm-hmm.
So the freedom you get from not being nagged is almost worth going.
Like I said, I got a Wednesday to find out what I've got to find out. So
right.
After Wednesday, everything should chill out on me.
Yeah. And then it's going to be like, wow, you know, why didn't I do this sooner? You know what I mean? Because I feel so much better in a way. So
good.
This is what I'll leave with you. I'm hearing an agreement and peace. It's kind of some kind of a peace comes over me too. Like I'm at peace with it. So I'm feeling like I'm glad I went and it's over with and I know where I am and what I'm doing and what I got to do and everything is okay.
Good.
Decision making being settled. So you're doing good. And hubby is very strong and with you all the time, and things are going.
Oh, yeah, he's been said he'll stand by me no matter what.
Yeah, it's very strong, man. Backbone, strong,
mm-hmm.
is all I keep feeling from you. I'm going to let you go.
All righty.
Unless you got any other questions, anything I can touch on for you? Or
I'm good to go. And like I said, I'll probably try to call you back next Sunday to let you know how everything went.
Okay, and I'll be thinking about you.
All right. Thank you, Michael. And tell Michelle. And he said, hey.
Okay. And you tell Lexington. I said, hi.
Oh, I will.
I love your accent, North Carolina.
Well, thank you.
I got a connection to the Carolinas. I feel like I lived there before. It's weird.
It's a beautiful place to live. And there's good people here, too.
Yeah. I love it. And the accent has a ring to it. Something sweet about it.
Thank you.
Annie, you take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And if you'd like to know more, folks, I'll be going off the air to make the connection, and I'm going to bring Michelle in, my guest, and we'll take it from there. 1 minute. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your Inner Thoughts. I brought my guest, Michelle Surratt Lore. Did I get that right, Michelle?
Yes, you did. You sure did.
Surratt Lore. What an interesting name.
I know it.
What origin is that, your name? Surratt
Lore? I'm not really sure. My dad was a Surratt, and he was Indian, so I think that goes... He told me when I was little that it was like something to do with the Dobie Indians in North Carolina.
Wow.
And then Lore's my married name.
Well, very interesting name. Looks good.
Well, thank you.
Okay, let me introduce you. You're Michelle Surratt Lore, and you're the owner
Right. Magic Step Cloggers and the Magic Step Dance Company.
Dance Company. And this is a clogging dance school.
Well, we do clogging, mainly clogging because that's the love of my heart. But we also do other things. Girls are in pageants, and we teach modeling classes to little girls. And we just recently got into the belly dancing, so we're having a little bit of fun with that. Good exercise. Just breaks the monotony of just doing one thing. We just like to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. I would love to see belly dance and clogging.
That would be different now.
Wow, and I see hip-hop, too.
Yeah, we do the... actually, the hip-hop is in with the clogging now. When you go to competition, it's just not...
Right.
Most people think of clogging as, like, hillbilly thing, but it's not that much that anymore. It's more of an upbeat thing, and there's competitions and... The kids are right together, and they do a lot of jazz and hip-hop in the routines nowadays.
Is it more of a European dance style? Or?
It's actually started in the North Carolina mountains.
Really?
And with the Indians and the Irish people and different things, and they kind of come together and formed, you know, clogging. That's what they did. North Carolina just made clogging one of their state dances.
Wow. there's a lot of interest in it. When you say clogging, all of a sudden you got somebody's attention.
Well, a lot of people didn't know what it is, especially when my mom... See, my mom had a dental all my life, and that's how I got into it. When I was 3, she started her own dance school. And actually, she taught for another lady just for me to have free lessons because they were 4 kids, and she was 24 when she had 4 children.
Wow.
And my mom and dad were married 35 years before my dad passed away.
Wow.
And she loved it. She kept telling everybody, I want to do what they do on the Grand Ole Opry. I want to learn how to do that. And I kind of followed her around and learned it and become really good at it, and I'll end up being a state, world, and national champion. And
wow.
We actually, my sister and I actually placed at the Hee Haw competition and danced on the, you know, Grand Ole Opry stage. We had a good time.
No kidding. So you did Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, gosh, yes. We loved it. We look forward to going up there every year.
I'm getting, psychically, I'm getting pictures of the Grand Ole Opry.
We danced in the finals, we actually went behind stage to get something to drink because we were so out of breath for putting, we had, you know, all we had into it to win.
Wow.
That we ran into a lot of the Hee Haw stars, and we sat and talked to them, and we got our picture made with Archie Campbell, and we have a picture of him over our mantle.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I loved Hee Haw.
I did too. My grandparents, boy, they were into that. They watched that every Saturday.
Yeah, I was a city boy, and I knew nothing about country and western. I was strictly polyester geek, city geek, and we moved upstate, and the people, the village we moved into, they were country. And everybody, you watch wrestling and Hee Haw every Sunday.
That's true. That's what my dad did.
Yeah, every Sunday.
That is so true.
And then we used to play that board game at the table where you shook the dice up in a tube, Uno or whatever. And
well, we end up playing, that's what I was telling my kids. My mom, we played Scrabble every week. We didn't have computers and all that stuff back then.
No.
And we played Scrabble all the time, so we should have no problems at selling.
Yeah. And it
we
was
just
like,
sound like country bunkins.
Yeah, and we were kitchen folk, and it was every Sunday was the family thing.
Right.
And the men would be in the living room, and they would start drinking beer, and the women folk would be cooking and playing board games in the kitchen. And then you would go into Hee Haw and then wrestling.
That's true.
I think it was wrestling first, and then Hee Haw.
Yeah, then Hee Haw. The Hee Haw, I think, came on at like 7 or 8
in the evening. Yeah, I was really into it.
That was a good show. I hate that don't come on anymore.
I'll tell you what, it was a good, awesome show.
But if they tried to bring it back, it wouldn't be the same.
No.
Would be.
This is true. And you see that with a lot of things from the past.
Mm-hmm.
It was the moment.
That's it.
You know, it was at the moment thing. So clogging, like any dance, keeps you in shape. But
it'll make you move, that's for sure. And clogging is something you learn that you never forget. I've got girls coming back that took when they were younger that was on TV and stuff. See, I have my dancers on TV and different things. I like competitions, but I also feel like a competition is good once in a while.
Right.
But memories are the most important thing, and the memories to me is the ones that you remember seeing yourself on TV or stuff like that. And I like to get my kids into things that they can say, wow, I was on that team and I was on TV one time, and they say that. Now I have girls, you know, coming that's in college that dance like on college groups now, and it makes me feel proud to see them that they started with me.
Yes, I think it's a wonderful thing. I think it's the backbone of America. And I think it was a fantastic subject for Mother's Day.
I appreciate you having me on here.
I
think all my cloggers are listening.
Good, good. I'd like to say hi to all of them. And you have pictures on your MySpace, and all of them, they just shine, their faces.
Well, I try to update it like every other week. We take pictures in classes, and they've actually got shows coming up, and they're doing the Grease theme this year, clogging.
Good.
And we just had shirts we're making. That's what we're in the middle of doing with the big records in the 50s. Instead of saying sock hop, we called it the clog hop.
Oh, good. That's
and
nice.
And it's really cute.
Good. That's
and Andy, I heard her on there a little while ago. She's one of my older adult students, and she's got a daughter that does a duo with my daughter, and they're really good. And Andy's a good student, but she's also a good friend. So.
Wow. Now, How many students do you have?
Right now, I'd say we have about 30 altogether.
Wow. And now, it's just you, and is it just family run?
I actually started it for with my mom, but when she passed away about 4 years this August, and she was just missing my dad so bad. So I guess she's clogging in heaven now.
Oh, yeah.
But she loved it. She could still think she could clog right before she could. And right before she passed away, she was in a wheelchair, and she would still tap her toes.
No kidding.
She wanted to. But she was a bad diabetic, so.
So how old was your mom when she passed?
58. I'm telling you, she let herself go after dad passed away. My dad got staph infection from a hospital, and he died at 55.
Oh, my God. Same story I got.
Really?
My dad.
Well, maybe that's what brought us together.
My dad was a staph infection, and then my mom was diabetes. But my mom was 72, and my dad was 63, but the same scenario.
But the same thing. They were just young, I felt like. And it left us here with, like, 16 grandkids. I've got two brothers and a sister.
Wow.
And, so I feel like in a way the kids were cheated of grandparents that were really good, but then we got memories. We'll see them again one day.
She's very close to you. She's always around you.
I believe that because I can feel her all the time, especially when I'm sewing costumes. Because she was the costume genius, I'ma tell you.
She is aware.
She can do anything.
Yeah, she's aware of all of it, and she's very touched by it and very proud of it.
Well,
and,
she was very good. I learned a lot from her.
Yes.
Like I said, when I was like 3, I'd follow her around in the kitchen while she was clogging, and that's how I learned.
Wow. Amazing.
I'd just follow her around while she was dancing. So.
Amazing. Amazing. We don't have a dance background in my family, but we had an intense interest in music. And I always found dancing very interesting. Boy, something I was going to ask you, and I got sidetracked. Well, I think your mom jumped in.
Well,
and
she's probably trying to come through because I've been feeling her a lot lately.
She is, especially with the. She keeps showing me the Grand Ole Opry, Grand Ole Opry.
I have a birthday coming up in June.
Uh-huh.
It happens to fall on Father's Day weekend this year, and that's when I was born. June the 16th, and it follows the weekend of it this year, and we just thought that was odd.
Oh, interesting. You mentioned you were going to be on, was it going to be a TV interview or a special?
It's a North Carolina TV cable network show, and the guy does, like, talent to surround the surrounding areas.
Right.
His name is Bob Vogler, and it's called the Carolina Music Scene and Talent. And he's going to have us come on and dance for 20 minutes and then interview the girls and all.
Wow.
And it's going to be a lot of fun for them, I think. And
They
do, you know, a really good job. I'm sure he's going to want them to come back. And
good coverage.
We've got a lot of little shows. We do, like, rest homes because they really enjoy seeing these little girls get out there and dance.
Oh,
and they're really looking forward to those shows coming up.
Yeah. Oh, they must love it. They must. What a great idea. And you do that for free?
We don't charge anything for anything. We even dance, like, for schools. And,
And then
we go to competition or something, then, you know, it's just something different to go do. And we may do that once or twice a year. We may go to, like, Showstoppers or the North Carolina State Championship, and they have, like, a folk festival. And you clog and music and all. See, because I played the banjo when I was growing up, because I was just always interested in anything to do with bluegrass or country. And it's just a lot of fun.
I can feel it in you. I can feel it. I love the bluegrass, the country. I got a good appreciation for it. You know,
maybe there was one time you were in it. You just don't know.
I think I was. I
believe you were too.
I can feel it in me. I can feel Hank Williams in me, Hank Williams Jr. It's just it's incredible, the connection, because I'm heavy metal and gothic. Is what you would catch me listening to.
Right.
And
I like any kind of music, as long as I can understand what they're saying. I don't like rap.
Some rap I like. Some of it.
It has to be something that's kind of popular, that everybody's singing, that, you know.
And I don't like...
Stuff that's real loud, headbanging stuff, I can't do that.
Yep. And I use music to stir emotions. So and it's a very private thing. So I might not want you to know what I'm listening to, but I enjoy listening to it. So
right.
And I think that's like that with a lot of people, or it should be sometimes, you know.
Well, I noticed I always like a lot of 50s music, and I'm just wondering if I had some big thing to do with something like that, because it's like I knew the stuff before I heard it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I keep getting pictures of you, the Patsy Cline thing and the coal miner's daughter, so a past life type connection to music and dance and also with
oh
you.
My gosh. Well, see, when I was growing up and doing shows, I sang a lot at shows, and I did all those songs, Crazy and all
yep.
of that stuff. So
oh, yeah, I could feel it.
My mama would talk me into a lot of stuff.
Yes, I can. You
and I did a monologue to do with Minnie Pearl, and I won a lot of competitions with that, so believe me, I know what you're saying.
No kidding. You did something with Minnie Pearl?
Minnie Pearl, yeah. I had a
no
monologue
kidding.
That my mom wrote, and I did it. Everywhere I went, and I actually won interview in a pageant because they had me stand up and do it.
No kidding. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love Minnie Pearl. Yeah, she was good. I think that's a caller. Caller? Is there a caller?
I'm a caller.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Are you calling for a reading or pertaining to the clogging?
I'm calling just hoping you can...
Just
know.
To talk?
Tell me what you want to tell me.
Okay. where are you calling from?
West Virginia.
West Virginia? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to ask you kind of like to just have a seat and enjoy the conversation for a few minutes. Okay. Are you listening to the show or are you just calling from the phone?
A little bit of both.
Okay, because I got a guest on and I was interviewing the guest.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to start doing calls in a few minutes. So kind of want to hang on the line or you want to call back?
I'll hang for a few.
Okay, hang for a few. I'm just talking.
Yeah.
We're talking to the owner and operator of a dance school.
Oh, great.
Michelle. Okay, and if you'd like, you can hang up and call back or whatever you want to do, okay? What was your name, caller?
Cindy.
What was it?
Cindy.
Cindy. Okay, Cindy. Whatever you want to do, hang on or...
Okay. I'll hang on for a few.
Okay. And then this way the phone won't ring and then we can concentrate. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Michelle, is there anything else you would like to get out? I know you are doing the costumes. You make your own costumes for dance.
Well, actually, now, yes. I just started making costumes last year on my own.
Okay.
My mother taught me a lot, though, but...
Okay.
I do make costumes, so...
Okay.
And I have a lot of I'll be putting a lot more of them up on the website, especially the shirts we just made for our summer shows and all. They're really cute. So.
Okay. Now, you can make costumes for any theme and format?
For any theme, yeah. And I do pageant dresses. My little girl's in pageant. I guess you've seen her picture on that, the little yellow dress.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
That's
Skylar?
That's Chesley. Now, the oldest one is Skylar, and I have her on there once in a while, but
okay.
She has her own MySpace, and she don't like me to invade, you know.
But
she's actually on our webpage dancing and all, the little
okay.
duo and all.
Okay. Who is the blonde, blue-eyed, curly hair?
That is Chesley. That's my little one. That's my baby.
Chesley?
Uh-huh. Chesley.
She's gorgeous.
Well, thank you.
Oh, what a doll.
She's so much like my mom, it ain't funny. Everybody says that she looks just like my mom in the face.
Oh, she looks like an angel.
My mother was a very attractive, very beautiful lady. So.
I know, man. I mean, the granddaughter, I mean, it's just like she looks like a doll.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
She's a little mess, but she is our little doll baby.
Oh, you can see the stage in her, too.
Well, she loves to get up there. She tries to act like she's a little shy when she starts, but she's not.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, she looks like a little, you can see the stage in her already, a little performer dancing.
Well, she loves to model. She likes to pose.
You can see
that. A little show off.
You can see the, you can see the model in her, no doubt about it. Now, so you can do, you can make and supply pageant and dance uniforms.
Right,
and
I do a lot of solo costumes for like solo competitions.
Okay.
And
they can be.
A lot of people look for something different, and I do that. So if anybody wants anything like that, they can email me or anything, and
good.
It's on my MySpace page. You know, and let me know, and we can work something out.
Okay, now if they want to find you at MySpace, what would the Abby be? You know,
you just type in Magistep Cloggers, and it pulls it right up.
And it pulls you right to
Michelle's. And it'll pull up several people after us, but that's girls that's on my team. So.
Good, good. I hope some big movie studio emails you.
Oh, that would be great.
Gives you an order that takes care of you for the next 30 years.
We'd like to get in the movies, tell you the truth. My little one, that's what she wants to do is be on TV.
Oh, that's so sweet. I hope she makes it, and I can see she will. I can actually feel more and more of this coming to you.
Really? She's a whiz for a 5-year-old, I will tell you.
Yeah.
She can remember things that just remarkable.
Yeah. And your page will forever be linked to my website at the guest page.
Well, thank you.
Until you say take it down, it'll be there.
It'll never be.
Now, if they want to order a costume, what was your email? They email?
Okay, they can go on my MySpace page, and it'll be on there.
Okay.
That way they won't have to try to write it down right this second.
Okay. Okay, so you just go to Michelle's MySpace, and you can find her that way.
Uh-huh.
Or you can go to my...
I have it under my blogs. I have about my costumes and everything.
Good, good. And you can take care of global orders.
Right.
Around the world.
Yep.
Made by Michelle.
Be fun. Well, I enjoy seeing, after I get through with all the work, it's wonderful to see them on stage in them.
Yes.
All the hard work's up there, and it's worth it.
Yes. And
every
and
moment of it.
Exactly.
And my clogging team's having pictures made next Sunday so they can have a program book made up. And I'm going to get your address so I can mail you one. And it'll have their pictures and all in it. And that's the reason we're doing new outfits for the summer shows and that and the TV show. And we're just really excited about it.
Nice. Do you ever do a parade?
We do the Christmas parades. I've got pictures. Actually, on our MySpace page, I've got one of the parades we recently done at Christmas. But we've been trying to find out about some more parades. I've heard that there's some 4th of July parades around here, and we were checking on those because they actually get on TV with those. So.
Awesome.
That's a lot of fun.
Wow. Well, you know, it would be great. What do you do it on a trailer? Everybody's dancing while the trailer's being pulled? Or?
Well, sometimes we dance on the trailer, but the clogging is so much dancing to it that actually our girls just fill up the street and go to it.
No kidding. That
they just start dancing, and they love it. And it doesn't really even wear them down that much,
Wow.
They just have a ball. I guess the most expense of it would be wearing your taps down, but we have to get new taps anyway, so it doesn't matter. You just replace them.
Wow, that must be spectacular seeing a dance school clogging down the street.
Oh, they love it. We danced in a little bitty town here called Denton, North Carolina, and they have a Christmas parade, and the people were really surprised that we danced on the ground. They couldn't believe they danced on the road, and they were just so excited about it.
Wow.
But I would rather for them to be dancing on the ground than get on something like that and fall off.
Yes, this is true. This is because it can happen.
And they just have a good time, and the little ones are keeping right up there with the big ones. So.
Yep. And then you can spread out and interact
with
the
audience. Right, and they just spread out and filled up the whole street, and then the parents were walking behind them and on the sides to make sure everything was okay. And,
and the crowd would be up close.
Oh, just
personal.
Hollering them, yeah.
Yeah, and really enjoying it. You can do a lot with it. You can do plays and presentations and communications of all kinds.
Well, actually, we haven't had a recital yet. Cause like I said, I took a break from it for about 5 years. After my dad died, I had to take care of my mom. She got really sick. I just missed it so much. So after she passed away and I got everything done and got situated and moved into my new home and all, I decided to start it back because my kids were always, my oldest one, she's 16, she was in it and won and did really good in it, but my little baby, she talked about it all the time, and she's really actually good, for a 5-year-old.
Right. Well, I would love to see like a hip-hop, a very serious hip-hop theme done with clogging.
Right.
With a story behind it, I bet that would be it would be thrilling in a way. The energy must be intense.
It would be something interesting to work up. We might have to work that up.
Yeah, to me, a lot of thought would have to go into it and a lot of creating.
Right.
To pull it off with the hip-hop, but it can be done, and I think once the finished product was done, it would be a lot of energy in it.
Right. Well, I had actually been listening to some songs and thought about that. There's a new version of Little Red Riding Hood out that I thought would have been key to do something like that.
Well, listen, Michelle, I thank you, and I deeply appreciate you being on my show.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yep. If this ever takes off for me, you'll always be remembered as the clogging guest.
Okay.
You'll always be there.
Thank you.
And the Magic Step Cloggers and Dance Company.
Right.
Okay. And it's Lexington, North Carolina.
Yep. We're the barbecue capital of North Carolina.
Okay. If you'd like to know more about clogging or Michelle and her school, go to her MySpace, Magic Step Cloggers, Dance Company, type it in, it'll pull you right there. And if you're in the market for a pageant costume, dance costume, or a costume made to order, contact Michelle. She makes them by hand, been doing it for years, and she can satisfy your needs as far as costumes go. Michelle, is there anything else you'd like to add to that? I'd like to give you a quick reading and then jump into my calls and say goodbye to you as I go into my calls. So,
I just wanted to say thank you for inviting our group to be on here to talk about it. And
good.
And we appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we hope everybody enjoyed the show.
You're very welcome. And I want to say hi to everybody in Lexington, North Carolina that's listening.
They're probably hollering back.
Hollering back. How many people do you think are listening right now?
I send it out through my whole... I've got like 400 and some friends on MySpace. I send it out through mine.
Good.
And I've done it like 3 or 4 times this week already, and I did it a little while ago. And
good.
I know for a fact there's quite a few because everybody told me they were going to listen. So.
Good, good. And I got like 4,000 on my mailing list if you add everything up. So hopefully there's... A lot of people heard about your dance school today and your talents and your abilities, and they'll be going to your MySpace. And I mean, once they see the pictures of the girls, it's like you're hooked. You want to stay in touch and keep watching what you're doing.
We just like to have a lot of fun. That's the main thing, and have good memories of it. So.
Okay, and let me say goodbye to you with a quick reading.
Okay, that sounds great.
Michelle, surrounded with hearts and flowers. I don't know if this is Mother's Day, but rainbows, hugs, and kisses. Relationship-wise, there's a lot of strength and energy going into this with your relationships. Do you have an anniversary or something special coming up, romantic relationship-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Michelle?
Not that I know of.
I have
a birthday coming up, and he has a birthday coming up.
Are you doing something special with it, or plans?
Well, if we do, it'll be new to me.
Huh.
Maybe it's going to be a surprise.
It could be. What are you guys, like days apart, or?
No, he's a truck driver during the week, but he actually is at home at nighttime, but he just gets home late, and
okay.
We don't really have a lot of time to do anything, so.
Okay. Know there's strength and peace coming to you with this, with your relationship, your romance. Have you been ill or something, or was there
I'm not sure. I haven't been to the doctor or anything, so I'm not sure if
anything,
I have or not.
Has anything been bothering you, or are you feeling...
Yeah.
Like
a little bit
down.
Of something. Yeah, a little bit of something is worrying me, but I haven't been to the doctor yet or anything.
Because I feel like there might have been something that kind of like got in the way a little bit or slowed me down a little. Or it's on my mind. I keep hearing it's on my mind. It's on my mind. And it's almost like this is Mom. Have you brought in a new person to the school or to help you do something? Or?
Well, Andy helped me a lot.
Okay. Right, because I'm getting the presence of another female that's going to...
Oh, okay, yes.
She's going to increase in significance with you.
Well, I do have a lady that I've known all my life. I mean, we grew up together clogging, and she lives in South Carolina. She's coming up here to teach our girls a workshop.
Oh.
And she's really good, and we kind of competed against each other growing up. And
Well, there's going to be more.
That's probably her then.
I look for light bulbs going off, network with her. There's something futuristic with her helping. Something in the future, either an ally or a connection or a bridge with her.
Okay.
Or helping
you
more.
She was asking me if I would teach some workshops if she set me up. And I would go around and teach workshops like at her clogging competitions and stuff. And that would be a little extra money and plus get my name back out there because I used to do that.
Yeah,
at a very young age, I was teaching at workshops. So.
Yeah, I believe your mom is bringing this about for some reason. I'm hearing
that. That'd be great. Well, I can believe that because, I mean, clogging was mama's heart, I'm telling you.
So I'm hearing in my ear, listen to this lady, and there's some opportunities there. And it's going to be something you love, and you're going to love doing it, so, and it's going to be very helpful for you. So.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, pay attention to that.
Okay.
And she's going to be important to you, this lady. And she's going to lead to an expansion and to enjoyment. So there's nothing but, it's a win-win thing.
Okay.
It's fun and expansion and strength in many different ways, financially, business-wise, you know what I mean? So.
That would be great, yeah.
Okay, and I'm hearing real good news coming to you. You got something legal going on? You're waiting for an approval? Something to be settled?
I had something I sent off through the courts. I just don't want to say a lot about it, and I don't know what it is yet, and I don't know if it's going to be good or bad. It could be good or it could be nothing. I just don't know yet.
Yeah, I'm hearing something there, and it's like a legal connection, court connection, or negotiating, and I feel like it's a good thing, really.
It's supposed to be about money, so.
Yeah, is there a
chance? I'm wondering if I'm going to get some or not.
I was just going to say, is there a chance that it could be a good thing, money?
I hope so. It's nothing bad. I mean, it was just something we had found out about. And I was hoping it would be a good thing.
I'm hearing good news.
Oh, hallelujah.
I'm hearing good news. I'm seeing the judge thing, the thing that the judge slams down, his hammer, whatever it is. I'm seeing this. I'm just giving you an example of how I read and a picture of the judge knocking his hammer.
Well, see, they already signed everything you know.
Oh,
I just had to mail it off to Raleigh, North Carolina.
I think it's good news. I'm hearing good news. I'm seeing the hammer tap in the wood, so.
Wow. That'd be great.
I wasn't sure
if it was going to be anything or not.
Well, I'm hearing agreements were reached and then something was settled and they know something had to be cleared up or decided before they can get to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's going on now. So,
And I
feel like it's good news. We'll wait for the good news. Good news is coming.
Hallelujah.
Okay. And romantically, again with the hearts and flowers, and I'm not worried about it. You're just a beautiful human being, and it's just don't worry about it, I'm hearing. Don't worry about relationships. You're married, right? Anyway.
No, I'm not married, but I've been with him 6 years, sir.
Okay, it almost feels like you're married.
We might as well be, I guess.
You might as well be. It gets that way, huh? So I feel like it's going to continue to just get better and may at times maybe slow, but get better. I just feel like you feel like you're soulmates or meant to be together. There's a definite past life connection with it, so.
Oh, okay.
With you and him. That's Chet, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's Chet, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I met him a few times, too. Nice man.
He's listening in there. I know he's listening.
Well, good. And I'm hearing, was there a friendship that separated? Was there friends that got pulled apart or something split around you? Or was it you guys getting older?
I had some friends that clogged with me for years that we grew up together clogging on my mom's clogging team, but they recently went their own way, and it was probably for the better. I mean, I hate it for the little kids, but,
Is there a chance there might be a reconnection with that, or?
It would have to be a lot of changes done for me to do that, because I don't want to put the rest of the kids, under a lot of pressure.
Huh. Well, I feel I'm hearing that there was a parting and there's going to be a healing there, and then maybe not coming together, but an understanding between everybody. So.
Well, no, I did tell them that they don't have to clog for us to be friends.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not like that. I mean, I'll always be their friend whether they clog or not, but
right.
I just couldn't give them more than I give others. I have to give everybody equal. I mean, that's just me.
Right, and I'm connecting to this, so... There's going to be an understanding there and a healing, so
okay.
Whatever the...
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, and also it may even lead to something new and interesting.
Okay.
Because sometimes something like this is a blessing in disguise or leads to more or bigger or better, so...
Yeah.
That could happen, too.
I agree. I mean,
yeah.
I figured if they...
Even
if
you just
let them come back or something, it would be under a better agreement, you know, and...
Right.
They would get along better.
Yeah, or even an ally in networking also
right,
is beneficial.
Exactly.
So,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's about it. You're a very special human being, Michelle.
Well, thank you.
And
I
spirit,
feel too.
Spirit is just validating this. You were meant to be a teacher and to work with people. And dancing and music and singing and the arts is very important for our planet and for our people.
Well, thank you for having me on here.
You know, you're a healer and a teacher, and I appreciate you being here. You have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm already having one.
Okay, and I want to thank Lexington, North Carolina.
And I want to say hey to all my cloggers out there.
Good. And who else you want to say hi to? Anyone?
I want to say hey to
is the mayor listening?
Huh?
I'm sorry.
Anybody from Lexington that's listening, I want to say hey to them, and I want to say a special thanks to Andy for being a good friend.
Sounds good. Sounds good, Michelle. Thank you. And I will let you go.
Okay.
And I will see you soon. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Okay, Michelle. Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, I'm going to jump back into taking my calls and doing my readings, and I'd like to thank Michelle and her Magic Step Clog and Dance School in Lexington, North Carolina. I really enjoyed that interview, especially for Mother's Day. How much cool does it get, a dance school on Mom's Day? Okay, caller, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you for being very patient and for being on my show, for calling my show. Where are you calling from? Caller, you said you were Cindy, right?
Right, from West Virginia.
And you're calling from West Virginia.
Right.
Okay, and you heard me read before?
Sure.
You said yes?
Many times.
Many times. Good, I like that. Okay, let's jump into your reading, Cindy. Thank you for calling. Tell your friends about us out there in Virginia. Do you have any questions you'd like me to focus on, or you just want a general reading, Cindy?
Just general.
Okay. Wow. I'm getting this new baby thing. Are you expecting, or is there a new baby in the works somewhere around you, or?
I certainly hope not.
Maybe it's Mother's Day. You got all you want, you said?
Yes, all we need is yes.
How many children do you got?
I have two, and then they have one, and that's all we need.
So that's a total of four?
Three.
Three,
and one for them.
Okay, so you got three children in the house then.
Right.
Okay, good. Well, keep in mind this could be a friend or a relative or a neighbor or somebody that you might bump into and hear about it or interact with, so keep that in mind also. Okay, and they're just little tidbits that they give me that could validate the reading that I was connected, so you may find yourself between now and the middle of June bumping into somebody that... is having, you know, a new baby's coming into their world, and they're telling you about it. And by all means, be careful, because it could be a little bit of a warning that it's developing and closer to you, you know. So, you know, just a little tidbit. Now, also I'm feeling moving, too. You got to move or relocate, or is there something changing in your...
Not that I can think of.
Not that you can think of, huh? I'm feeling, I'm being pulled to the home, a lot of energy with the home, and some changes there, changes for the better. So I'm hearing cozy and healthy and more
maybe
balance.
Maybe my children will move.
What's that?
So maybe my children will move.
I wouldn't rule that out. It could be very, very possible. That especially if it's being thought about or talked about.
That would be lovely.
What's that?
That would be lovely. My children aren't children.
All right, well, like I said, it could be right now in the thought stage, just manifesting. But there could be a move coming, somebody moving in, somebody moving out, a good friend moving, a neighbor moving, a coworker. So just kind of like, again, little tidbits of some things that are going on in your life. I'm getting an ally, a female ally, female friend helping me or comforting me one way or another, helping me with some type of issue that I may need help with. So if you got something going on, and like a little sideline business or an interest or a hobby or something else is going on in your life, look for a female ally with it, helping you go through it or pull it off or create it. So keep that in mind. It's funny, did you say there was a chance a kid could move?
I'm hoping.
Are they within age or thinking about it?
Oh, they've been within age for years.
Oh, okay. And they live at home, so because I keep getting the moving thing, and it could very well be a child.
Lovely. Fly, my little dove. Fly away.
It could very well happen. Especially if they've been talking and thinking about it. It could be by like the middle of June, more activity with it. Because I'm getting a lot of energy with relocating and moving. And I'm actually feeling the bloodline, a child or a relative, and they're going out into the world. So it'll be interesting if it happens. You can say, he is fairly accurate. Okay, and I'm hearing the bloodline. Now, is there a grandchild coming? Could it be them?
We have a grandchild. He comes over many days a week.
Okay. You're very hard to hear, but I'll just keep reading because I know I'm running out of time. And I'll just put out what I'm getting for you because I'm hearing grandchildren. So I'm just leaving that with you. I'm also getting a union of two people. It could even be an engagement party or a wedding also, or a coming together of hearts. It's either you or somebody very close to you. So keep that in mind. You may see that developing. I'm hearing abundance. I'm being surrounded with abundance and hugs and increases of all kinds as I go into the middle of June. So just know that you're heading into a blessed cycle. And I'm hearing an increase in abundance coming, increase in abundance over and over and over. So almost like it's needed too. Like I've been through a little bit of a rough spot, and it's going to get better for me. They keep saying, just let it know it's going to increase and get better. And become very active. Is it you looking for work, or is there something going on that way? Or?
Yeah, there's something going on. I've been waiting on something, and I should hear something in the next week.
Okay, and that's exactly what I'm hearing. I'm hearing retro, something that's already started, something that's been initiated, something from the past that I developed and created, and it's coming back to me and becoming active. So it's out there, and it's doing what it's got to do, and it's about to come through. And I feel like it helps me financially or status-wise, it's beneficial. So you got that to look forward to, whether it's a job or something that can bring you rewards one way or another. It's coming. Very active again, beginning middle of June. And then I get very busy. I feel like I'm head over heels and running around and doing three things at one time. And so by the middle of June, beginning of June, it's either overtime or bigger or better or more of a job or more orders, whatever you're into. I'm just very busy and continues to be busy. I want to be a little careful that I don't overdo it or run myself down or get stressed out. That's going to be the... You're going to get so creative and so busy that there's going to be a danger of burning out or wearing down. So keep that in mind. Very important. And getting off the ground. There's a project or something, and I'm getting it going. I'm getting it up and moving. It's going to start running, say. They're saying it's going to take off. It's going to go. Or what it is I want to work on, or what it is I want to accomplish is happening. It's starting. Very good time for it. Don't worry about setbacks. I fly right through them. There may even be a few setbacks or delays, but don't worry about it. I get right through it. I go right over top of it. I'm not worried about it. The delays or the setbacks may be family getting in the way, or and I'm able to work my way around it type thing. So keep that in mind. Pay attention to my transportation. For some reason, I don't know if I'm getting a car, fixing a car. I want to...
Almost have a car paid off.
What's that?
I said almost have a car paid off.
Oh, you just got it paid off?
Almost.
Good, good, good. Because there's some thoughts and excitement there with my car. Something with my car, they're saying. So a little bit of a tidbit. And are you going somewhere on a journey with it, or travel, or... something special? I feel like I'm traveling by car, and I want to make sure everything is okay with the car. The tires are good, the oil check, everything. And they're just validating, like, I might go a weekend or a day trip or a journey of some kind. So I feel like I'm going by the water, too. I feel like I'm relaxing by the water, doing something with the water. So it may even be a day trip at the park or something, or to the lake. So keep that in mind. That's about all I'm getting for you, Cindy. I think I'll leave you with that and see if I can get another reading done, another reading or two done. I thank you for calling the show.
Yeah.
Did I touch on everything you wanted to hear? Or
that's great. Thank you.
Everything was good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Thank you for calling the show, Cindy.
Thank you.
Alrighty. And folks, if you want to know more about me, if you're just listening, I'm Michael Goger, and this is Your Inner Thoughts, and you can find out more about me at www.michaelgoger.com. And I would like to thank, if she's listening, my webmaster, Shailene Bassett. She is quickly becoming the producer of my radio show, because I can't handle all of this. And announcing and promoting and all the other stuff that goes with it at the website and emails, she does it, and I thank her for it. And I don't say it enough. I just wanted to sneak that in there, Shay. So there. She's a shy one. She don't like front stage. So I want to advertise her once in a while, thank her. Caller, welcome to the show.
Happy Mother's Day, Michael. It's Christiana.
How you doing? I knew you would call.
Bless your heart. Oh, what a bouquet of flowers. Thank you.
And I knew you knew that I would know you knew. Welcome to the show,
thanks.
You psychic reader, you.
Well, I just have enjoyed your show.
Thank you. You know, I want the world to enjoy my show. I want to get as big as Jay Leno. You think that can happen?
Bigger?
Oh, my God. Look at the money I'm going to make for mental health services.
Well, and you deserve it.
Yes. If you're a millionaire or a billionaire, listen up. You put me at the top, and I'll do your charity, mental health services. There's not enough done. and I want to be their icon. Get me there. Put some money behind me. You never know. Maybe some rich guy is listening. Christiana, welcome to the show.
Oh, such a pleasure to be here.
I want to have you as a guest, as a reader. Would that be okay someday?
Yes. After we finish this phone call, any time, I'll email you. And any time that your schedule is open, I can.
Okay. Because I like having other readers on and letting them take a few calls.
Okay.
Okay, and then we can talk about some of the other things you're into.
All righty.
All right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, you got a question you want me to touch on, or?
Well, I know in the recent readings that you've done for me, we've talked on my relationship with my significant other.
Okay.
It just, I'm working on, number 7 represents faith, and I'm working on that, having faith. It just seems to be a little bit rockier these past few days with that relationship, and I'm just...
So you're worried about your relationship?
Yes.
It was getting better, we felt and talked about. Now, has it changed any, or is it same-o?
Same-o.
And you were just wondering...
It slowly, in glacial movements, it seems to improve, and then...
Right. You're a very intense individual, you know that, right?
Yes, yeah.
They're very complex. I don't know if you even realize how complex you are, as far as a relationship goes. I keep hearing this voice simplify things as simple as possible.
Okay.
Make it as simple as possible. Sometimes I feel like you kind of make it difficult,
yes.
Not on purpose, out of complexity.
Okay.
And analyzing and trying to create and manipulate maybe a little bit too hard.
Okay.
So these are kind of like a little bit of tidbits that may help you a little bit with your relationship.
I believe so.
Yeah, and because, I'm feeling you psychically, and I don't think you realize just how complex you are. And it's past life, I know that. I'm being shown that.
Okay.
Definite past blood. Past life. And I know, blue blood, this ain't a blue blood. Stuffy. Victorian. Very Victorian stuffy type feeling from past life with you, too.
Okay.
Almost like not down to reality. Almost like you come from you had an experience where you weren't in touch with the common man, and it kind of like altered you a little bit.
Okay.
Like you were so high up, the common man was, you couldn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it kind of like altered you in a way, relationship-wise. Like some of them are a little bit, what's the word? Oh, come on. Ugh. Where it's, you're expecting too much, or...
Okay.
Or you're putting too much pressure on the outcome.
Okay.
So, kind of like go within yourself when it comes to your relationship and really ask yourself, is this necessary? Is this important? You know that type of a feeling?
Yeah.
Really analyze the feedback that you're getting, emotional feedback, mental feedback, because I think sometimes you might blow something out of proportion or feed into it too much or analyze it too much, and it kind of like smothers the magic. So keep that in mind.
All right.
Not that it's an emergency and you got to sit there and start meditating on not being complex. It's just little things that should be floating around your head a little.
Okay.
I feel like the person in question is there and continues to be there throughout well into June. I don't know if that helps you any.
Okay.
I feel as though he could be moody. He can go back and forth between It seems like he likes to work and make money, or money means a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's kind of moody and anxious and agitated, and or maybe even worried about making more money, or he's an intense individual also.
Yeah.
And so you have to deal with this and work around this also. So figure that into your game plan with the relationship.
Okay.
You know, his job and his money. If you're looking for an icebreaker with this guy, you talk about his job or what's going on now as far as money, you know, as an icebreaker or a conversation piece. So you can, you know, where to go with him and how to connect with him, because he's still very much a creator. And travel, too. Does he travel, or is he...
Yes, he's known for traveling.
Okay, is he going to invite you somewhere, or...?
I've hoped so. So far...
I don't want to stick my neck out there, but I feel like he might invite you somewhere.
Okay.
Or include you in a journey or a travel. I don't know if this is a weekend or a day, or... Well, you might hear something about him traveling because of business and work.
Okay.
So you might have that coming up. But I got a feeling you're kind of included in it.
Okay.
So almost like it might even be a group or a few people involved.
Okay.
Like a couple of couples or friends and boyfriend, girlfriend type thing, you know.
Right.
So a weekend or a day or a journey or maybe a day trip or something. So, but anyway, if you do get an invite, go for it. And I feel like it might come from him, so...
Okay.
Or be connected to him. And it might even be you and your friends wanting to take him. Don't be afraid to go that far with it.
Okay.
You know? And it might even be a good way for you to get things moving. Also, an increase in work with you and making money in business. More responsibility. I don't know if you're increasing your hours or there's something extra coming to you, but you can expect an increase.
Okay.
Okay, and the benefits that go with it, because I feel like it's for a reason and it's beneficial. Okay, and it's needed too. It's almost like a promotion or a raise of some kind.
Okay.
Now, and for some reason, I feel like he might even be involved in increase for you too. Is he going to connect you or bring you money, or is he a professional too, isn't he? I'm feeling very educated, or doctor, lawyer, teacher type.
Yeah, he's very well educated. He's
author or something. He's some talent there. Was he a boss of something, or?
He's
company or
entrepreneurial himself for the last several decades, and he's also come into money, and he's maximized it, invested it.
That's what I'm feeling, like he's up there with energy and professionalism and money and business, and like he's been connected to it and good at it and talented. So they're just validating them that he is in this reading, and I'm feeling connected to him. Also, I'm feeling like you might need I don't know if you need a counselor, a doctor, or a professional of some kind yourself, and you're going to be led to the right one. Are you looking for a doctor or a lawyer or something going on there?
Well...
Does it make sense to you?
Well, yeah, it could easily make sense. I've suggested to him that we go for relationship counseling, so I don't...
Oh, okay. Maybe he'll... Because I feel like there's a... I'm seeking a third party or a counselor. Maybe you will... Or maybe I'm being prodded to even go on my own if he won't go. I believe like this would come in handy with you.
Okay.
So either way, whether he goes with you or you go alone, I would definitely seek the advice of a professional third party.
Okay.
Okay? And I feel like you're going to get the right guy, somebody who's going to be very helpful to you. So that's another approach. I'm just hearing the right guy coming, and he's a professional. And he's going to be very helpful to you.
Okay.
Okay, and I think I'll leave you with that, Christina.
Okay.
And if you'd like, give me a ring later or email me, and I'll follow through on it.
Okay, I will.
Okay, maybe you enjoy coming on and doing some readings for the audience, and I can interview you about other things too.
Absolutely, that sounds wonderful, Michael. And happy Mother's Day to the women in your life.
Thank you, and the same to you, Christiana.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, and tell your friends about me.
I will, Michael.
Okay, I got a lot of questions, so we can chat later, okay?
Okay, sounds wonderful. We'll do that.
All right, girl. Take care of yourself.
Okay, you too.
All right, yeah, it's getting late. I know I got to go.
Okay.
We got the Reverend Lennon coming up, online chapel. You can stop in and worship and enjoy the next show coming up. Remember, everybody, www.michaelgoger.com. Just go there. Everything you need is there. Take care. I'll see you next week. God bless. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Without them, we'd be lost. Take care. Blessings.